K8RRD Mobile, monitoring. KF8EMF.
Kind of seems like we're in a rut. Same place, same time every day. Hello, W8RPM.
Nah, just creatures of habit.
Well, I'll give you the creatures part. I'm looking at the CCE North Tower at the 313 as I drive by.
Yeah, I got to get a better handle on where the other towers are. The only one I know about is general areas in Petoskey.
Well, Crossroad, Stutz, Hackleberg, the Hams, we don't have anything on this 313 North Tower. Then the Mackinac City Levering. Dell might have something at Cordwood. I don't think anybody's got anything at, is it Atwood? Does that sound right? So that's about it, pretty much, for the northeast corner. No, I'm sorry, northwest corner.
Long as it keeps on working.
Right. Yep, I know how to feel. I done feel the same way. All right, it's been an uneventful day. I'm stopping by a buddy's here to get a document signed, and I think I was at the boat earlier. I had one battery up, one battery down, so I charged that, and it was successful, and I think I'll go for a before-dinner boat ride.
That sounds excellent. I couldn't expect better weather than what we're having right now. But to me, this is just absolutely perfect, and I'm all for it.
I think it's because the humidity's low. I think that's why it feels so nice. I mean, the truck says it's 82 degrees. It doesn't really feel like it. Yeah, I had the house sealed up, didn't have the windows open or anything, and it's almost too cold in the house. It was 50 this morning when I got up and got out and moving around. So, all right, I will catch up with you again. I'm where I need to be, but I should only be a few minutes, I think. W8RPM.
Catch you later on, KF8BNF. KF8EMF, good afternoon, Drake.
Friendly, how are things today?
Hey, I'm doing as great as usual, man. How about with you?
We're doing great because it's still home time.
Yeah, that's always a good time of day. You're coming in pretty scratchy right now. I don't know if you're kind of in between lobes, but having a hard time reading you. Yeah, Drake, I'm not sure if you can read me, but I hear the squelch breaking and some garbled transmission, so You're not getting through us, that's you trying.
I just came up the hill here.
Yeah, lots of bacon frying there, but I can at least read you.
Yeah, it's the darn exhaust fan that they've got on top of the hospital. So, not a whole lot I can do about that right now.
So, I heard you mention the other day that you guys were thinking about getting away from the TGIF talk groups for your DMR stuff. Anything more to report on that? Because I have not had any luck getting that to work on my hotspot, whereas the Brandmeister one sailed right through, so go figure.
I have not really had a chance. To get everything ported over, that actually would require a trip over to my parents, because that's where the DMR patch is. Yeah,
no worries, man. I was just curious, not pushing you or anything like that. Just was wondering if you'd given up on it officially, and we're just trying to figure out what to do next.
No, I know it needs to be done. I just haven't had a chance to do it. It's just gonna take some time, but is definitely at a premium at this time.
Yeah, I totally understand. I'll up the ante for you though, and throw in an extra beer once you get that taken care of. How's that sound?
That's a really good way to bribe me, actually.
You know, I had a boss that we called it the beer deficit. He was always, "Oh, I owe you a beer for that one, Bentley." And then he went and retired before paying me off. I think he was up to kegs by that point.
That'd be one heck of a... Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anyway. Yeah, good deal. Yeah, I'll probably end up doing a little bit of testing with that Wednesday, or tomorrow, maybe. Tomorrow or Thursday. When I do, I'll let you know, and I can have you help me do a little bit of testing.
To do that, if I can give you a little bit of time and effort on my part to try to fine-tune things, I'd be happy to do so.
Super duper. Man, it is really nice out. It is like perfect windows down weather right now. If I had a convertible, I would definitely have the top down. This is really nice. Really nice.
Yeah, you gotta lobby your boss for that convertible work truck, man.
Yeah, Sawball can fix that up real quick.
I'd like to see that, actually. But no, I agree. This weather is phenomenal. This is the weather that we live for here in northern Michigan, and I think it's great.
I would agree. And you know, I've actually seen that. I'm not joking. I was driving south from Petoskey and Charlevoix on 31, and this Buick LeSabre, clearly like some kids, some guys like my age were just bored and bought this, you know, cheap Buick LeSabre, early 2000s, you know, probably had a crap ton of miles on it. It looked really beat up, but they definitely cut the top off of it, and they were just driving it around. They didn't even have a windshield, so they had motorcycle helmets on. It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that sounds funny as heck. The only thing that would make it better would be if they had a Carolina squat to go with it. But dang, be careful going around a corner with that thing. The Flexiflyer would probably break the car in half.
I actually got a side profile of it, and you could definitely tell that the frame was struggling. Since the body has quite a bit of structural integrity, you know, especially the roof, there's a lot of support there. And that since it was just gone, you could actually kind of see it was kind of bending. It was interesting.
And I'm sure an old Buick LeSabre that's had 15 or 20 years of Michigan road salt on it, the frame probably didn't have a whole lot left to offer either.
To be honest, it looked like it was about ready to taco.
I'm not going to say that I didn't do any stupid stuff like that when I was a kid, but I will say that I've kind of moved past that phase in my life.
Yeah, I'm up there. I'm pretty much right at that now. Beyond that stage. Now I'm just trying to, I was doing a whole lot of stuff to my car to make it go faster and make it handle better. And now I'm just at the point where I'm just like, as long as it drives and I have no engine lights, I'm okay.
Yeah, at some point you lose your enthusiasm after fixing the same oxygen sensor that's gone out on you 5 times.
Actually, I had an oxygen sensor problem, and the way I fixed it was I did a catalytic converter delete, well, stock ones anyway, and it had upstream and downstream O2 sensors, and the ones it was whining about was the downstream, and those aren't used for the engine tuning at all, so when I got rid of the factory catalytic converter that was built into the manifolds, because it's got two manifolds, so it's got two different catalytic converters. You go into the ECU and you tune out the downstream O2 sensors, so that way it gets rid of the check engine light, and then you got to get rid of the secondary air pump or whatever. It, like, heats up the catalytic converters for like 45 seconds when you first turn the car on. It's like this weird, I don't know. Emission stuff, I will never understand, so. All right, Bentley, I'm just pulling into the drive. Catch you later. Any viewage?
Yeah, for what it's worth, Drake, you're coming in crystal clear now. So, yeah, good catching you today. Have a good one. We'll listen for you later another time. KF8 DNF.
KA8EVF. Listening?
This is Q Delic Away, fix your golf, look for comms check. This is Q Delic Away, fix your golf, look for comms check. This is Sierra Golf. Tennessee, looking for a comms check.
Yeah, 7-2-MD testing.
Hello, radio. This is W8RRM. KDHN. W8RRM, looking anybody on here tonight?